Mexico wants more rewards for guarding Joe Biden's border in 2024 election. By Neil Munro on March 26, 2024. The flow of migrants at the border rose by 15% in February after President Joe Biden outsourced U.S. border security to Mexico's pro-migration president. Biden's border agents registered 142,000 illegal migrants in February, up from 125,000 in January. That border inflow was in addition to the invited inflow of 114,000 economic migrants through several quasi-legal doorways announced by Biden's deputies. That 15% jump in illegals is not what Biden's deputies wanted when they asked Mexico in December to slash the northward flow of illegals during the 2024 election year. Officer catches, arrests Colorado driver for human smuggling. "They ask for us to try and contain the flow of migration," Mexico's president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, told the 60 Minutes TV show in a March 24 broadcast. "But the flow of migrants will continue if Biden does not cooperate with Mexico's ambitions," Obrador told 60 Minutes. "AMLO knows he has Biden over a barrel," said a tweet from Mark Kerkorian, the director of the Center for Immigration Studies. "AMLO has Biden over a barrel because Biden fears he will lose left-wing voters and wealthy donors if he tries to enforce Americans' border laws, but will lose even more centrist votes if Obrador allows more migrants over the border." The tempting fix for Biden is to let Obrador's police guard the U.S. border by arresting and clubbing migrants as they head north through Mexico. In December, Biden's border deputies agreed to Obrador's deal, and Mexico began arresting more migrants in January. During December, Obrador led a record-breaking flood of 251,000 illegal migrants cross the U.S. border far from the official border gates. Once the December deal was signed, Obrador suddenly slashed the illegal January inflow by 50%. "We were more careful about our southern border," Obrador told 60 Minutes, adding, "We spoke with the presidents of Central America, with the president of Venezuela, and with the president of Cuba. We asked them for help in curbing the flow of migrants. However, that is a short-term solution, not a long-term." The sudden Mexican policy shift reveals what has been obvious for decades. The flow of illegal migrants across the U.S. border is protected and concealed by both the U.S. and the Mexican governments. The hidden government approval means the illegal inflow is better described as a government-run, cartel-taxed, off-the-books, unofficial economic and migration policy that works alongside the legal immigration system. The resulting huge inflow of illegal migrant workers, consumers, and renters is mostly used as an economic stimulant for Wall Street's consumer economy investments, regardless of the massive harm inflicted on ordinary Americans. Many Wall Street leaders, and many politicians, asked for the consumer economy inflow in 1990 just as they were outsourcing much of the Midwest's manufacturing and consumer economies to Asia and Mexico. Everybody scatter. Illegals bail as officers catch human smuggler who admits to trafficking operation. Since 2021, Biden has invited at least 7 million more migrants to pass through the official border gates, often under the claim of having created new legal pathways. That quasi-legal inflow of migrants dropped slightly in February, down to 114,000. But Mexico gets a lot from the unofficial migration system. For example, it has moved perhaps 15 million Mexicans into the United States, giving it a growing, but limited, political influence, plus a huge flood of valuable remittances. Biden has made the deal sweeter for Mexico as he relies on Mexico to help bring more global migrants across the southern border. For example, Biden and his deputies rarely comment on Mexico's massive exports of fentanyl drugs into the United States, despite the huge death toll of roughly 70,000 young Americans each year. "Mexico first, our home comes first," Obrador said at his March 22 news briefing. "We are not going to act as policemen for any foreign government. Of course, we are going to cooperate in fighting drugs, above all because it has become a very sensitive, very sad humanitarian issue, because a lot of young people are dying in the United States because of fentanyl. The drug cartels provide jobs in regions where the Mexican government can't provide economic development. They encourage social mobility and generate revenue through drug sales to balance trade and investment deficits. David Salcedo, a security analyst, told the Associated Press. Similarly, U.S. government data shows that since April 2023, Biden's deputies have given migration papers to roughly 15,000 Mexicans a month. But those concessions are not enough for Obrador. He is a Latino nationalist, he favors more Latino migration into the United States, and he wants to create a coalition of Latino states against the United States. Deliberately or not, Obrador let the January inflow rise by 15% during February. So reminding Biden that he has the power to damage vulnerable Biden during the 2024 election season. Biden's staff was silent about the greater inflow, but House Speaker Mike Johnson blasted both Obrador and Biden. The Marxist president of Mexico blackmails America, said a tweet from Steve Cortes, a former spokesman for Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis. He added, AMLO wants Americans to give $20 billion a year to Latin America plus give amnesty to millions of illegal aliens from Mexico who are living in America. Zero respect for the U.S. When asked by 60 Minutes if Mexico will continue to curb the migration, AMLO replied, "We do and we want to continue doing it." 60 Minutes described his price. Obrador proposed his fix, that the United States commit $20 billion a year to four countries in Latin America and the Caribbean, lift sanctions on Venezuela and the Cuban embargo, and legalize, amnesty, millions of law-abiding Mexicans living in the U.S. "I'm speaking frankly," Obrador told 60 Minutes. "We have to say things as they are, and I always say what I feel. I always say what I think." Editor's note: this article has been updated.